across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Talking about love, I love Sheila Kassay Marshall. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Susie. It's great to be here. Fabulous to see you again.
Yeah, very nice to see you. Now, you've been very, very busy doing lots of good stuff.
Yes.
And the reason that you're here, let's get straight to the point. You want to talk about this fantastic Living Well course. And it's about courses for breast cancer patients after their treatment.
Yes.
You obviously have been through this yourself. You've seen what is possible after. And this is very passionate for you, isn't it?
It is. And so our first Living Well course finished just before the summer holidays. And we then spent about a month gathering all of the evidence as to the efficacy, I suppose, of what were the outcomes of that course. And so much came out of it that I had not really imagined, which was this cohort of 14 people actually forming an amazing support group for each other. And it was just, you know, beautiful from a starting point where we couldn't really look at each other, and it was really hard. And I think everyone felt a little bit uncomfortable in those first couple of weeks. And some 12 weeks later, we were a room full of friends with a shared history. The ladies who went through it have had an incredible return to mobility, absolutely fantastic. They have embraced exercise and well-being and healthy eating. They have had transformational lifestyle changes, and they have reported through surveys we did at the start of the course and at the end a 55% reduction in anxiety, a 41% reduction in perceived stress, and a 46% reduction in depression. This is all efficacy data that proves that our course is helping in many, many ways. On top of that, we also did fitness tests at the start and at the end, and this is not to sort of publicise how people have improved their fitness. It's more for, you know, oneself. When you've been on the course, you want to know if you've got fitter. And it becomes a bit of an internal competition. And everyone has transformed their fitness. We had a WhatsApp group and everyone would share, I'm going to the gym, does anyone want to come? Or it might be, I'm going for a coffee, or I've had a pants day, does anyone fancy lunch or a walk or whatever. But we had this wonderful cohort where we would all learn to cook together, share recipes, and it was far better and more transformational than I would ever have imagined. So I was absolutely thrilled, which is why we are now launching our second course, which starts on Monday at the Nuffield. The Nuffield are our supportive partners who deliver the personal training element and the exercise classes. They have been hugely supportive and they've really embraced this. They adore this course. We are very much using this next course as a efficacy data-driven course so that we can then apply for national rollout through the Nuffield group. So head office have given us everything they need to know and the structure that they would like to follow, with the view that if we can prove a success on this next course, we would look to take it into a national programme, which I would be cock the hoop about. I would hand it over gladly to people who are far more experienced than me, and I would be absolutely delighted beyond all belief. But a lot rests on this next Cambridge course, and we have currently about 3 places left. So I guess, you know, I'm here today to say that if you're out there, you've had a cancer journey. We had started as breast cancer. We had a lot of feedback from people to say, would you consider other forms of women cancers? So that might be cervical. It could be thyroid cancer. There are many other cancers that we have now looked at in terms of their ability to meet the programme needs and to keep up and that sort of thing. And a lot of that is self-referral, so you know what you're capable of and if you can do the exercise. And we say absolutely. So it is now a ladies' cancer programme. We will look later at a men's cancer, and that will be prostate, bowel, that sort of thing, so liver. And picking up the majority of the men's cancers. And later, if we are successful in that, we would like to go on to have a mixed sex group of blood cancers, so the leukemia, non-Hodgkin lymphoma and lymphoma. So we see a lot of scope to, you know, broaden, to start picking up, you know, everyone, because there is such a demand for helping to rehabilitate people.
You were saying just then about the beginning how you became quite nervous at the beginning, all your people, but then you opened up and it became as almost if, why hadn't we started this before? Is that how the feeling was at the beginning?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, it's so obvious that at the end of a cancer journey, one needs a bit of support and encouragement to say, you know, you're doing great, Liz. Mm. You know, we can do this. We can exercise, we can eat well, and we can practice mindfulness to help us to get over something that is actually a traumatic experience in one's life, not just for the patient, but for the patient's family. And, you know, you go through this incredible treatment, particularly here in Cambridge at the Research Hospital, and it's just, you're just kind of stuck at the end of it. And to have a 12-week course that helps you find your feet and all of that positivity and the love that comes with it, I think is just wonderful. Mm. We are looking also at an Oxford rollout as one of our sort of going to other locations. So that will be our next one that will start in January. And then, as I said, we would probably then in the next year go to 6-8 locations. And then from there, I hope that the Nuffield would take it nationally. If not the Nuffield, then I'll be looking for another partner. But either way, I feel that nationally it needs recognising that cancer patients need this help to get back on with life, you know.
And you've been saying all along that when you came out of your cancer treatment that you found there was nowhere to go, there was nowhere to talk to, and you started a group yourself. And can you just tell us a little bit of, you know, why it happened in the first place? Because you've done so much work for this, and it's commendable, it really is, and you're helping so many people. But give us an idea of why you decided, because there was some research in this, wasn't there?
Yes, and what there is, which is incredibly well done in Cambridge, is the cancer support centres. So that's Maggie's and that's the Cambridge Cancer Centre. And they do a great job of helping you through your period of treatment, which is incredible. I mean, I honest to goodness don't know how I would have got through my treatment without the support of Maggie's and the Cancer Centre. And they are very much geared up for that part. When you need a lot of, I think, you know, compassion, help, love, however you want to put it, and they give all of that in bucket loads, which is amazing. I think it's that transition when you start to move away from their services and into real life and try and, you know, there's this perception that you finish your treatment, you go back to life, and yet physically you have probably been through surgery, radiotherapy, you could have had chemotherapy, and that all has an impact on the body, you know, a massive impact on the body. And you tend to lose your fitness levels, or one can lose their fitness during that process. And it's that part that was missing. It was the part of the physically getting back to fitness, knowing that you can move, you can exercise, you're not going to hurt yourself, that there's a mindfulness course you can follow, which will help you to come to terms with your diagnosis and stop you ruminating, because it's very common post-cancer to have really strong fears about the cancer coming back. And mindfulness is a great tool to help you live and enjoy your day and not be concerned or ruminating about what may happen. So that is a very powerful part of the course as well. So it was the combination of that and also the healthy eating, doing really good nutritional foods and following a good nutritional diet. And so it was basically, I wanted to combine all of that to say to people, we can, you know, live our lives much better, which is why we're living well beyond cancer.
And some people that have gone through the most awful moment of their entire lives, they think, but they come out of it. But some people, I'm sure, will feel sometimes a bit of an imposter syndrome. Am I worth it, even if I have this little bit of cancer, or if I have not as bad as what you've been going through? Not you, I'm talking about other people.
Yeah.
So there is that element of it, isn't it, before jumping on another course or another. Some people want to get away from hospital. They just want to run away.
Yeah.
They've had so much going on that they just don't need any more. But actually, this is not running away. This is actually moving forward, isn't it?
It is. And it's and I totally get that. I mean, I have ladies that I've met who used to actually work in the hospital environment, and post treatment they've had to change their career choices because they're having a bit of a mental block to say, you know, having gone in through radiotherapy, which is intensive every day of the week, you know, 5-6 days a week you're there, to go through that and then go and work in that environment, you're right back at the site of, you know, the scary part of your treatment. So I've had, you know, a few changes of careers from, I've heard from people. And the course is definitely aimed towards taking back control. So you've had all of those wonderful doctors, nurses, all of the medical team, you know, taking you down this path, which of course you make choices in, but actually do you really? You know, a lot of those is specific medical needs that you need regardless, and you're just sort of signing, you know, someone else's expertise. But once you've done all of that, this is you saying, I know what's right for me now. I know that exercise at high intensity is fantastic for the body, post-cancer or not, eating a well-balanced diet. Not to say that we're saints, because we are definitely not saints, and we often put on our WhatsApp when we've eaten a dirty big chocolate cake or something or a big, you know, half a pint of wine. So we're definitely not saints in this, but it's that balance. It's probably the 70-30 rule. Eat 70% of really good nutritional food and then have your treats. And it's that environment to support each other, to say, we can do this, you can move, you can exercise, you can eat well, and you can practice mindfulness. And you can go to the pub and have a glass of wine too, you know.
Exactly. So honest. I love your honesty. I really do, Sheila.
I just say, if anyone saw me now, they might think she's not a very good advocate, because I ate far too many vegan magnums. I drank far too many goblets of red wine. And the kids are adoring pizza at the moment. So I've had a lot of no nutritional value pizza, we call it. So I need to now move away from that and get back into my old routine.
Well, you do look it. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the actual course, because you say it's 12 weeks.
Yeah.
It starts off, and does it start off very gently?
It does. So we start this coming Monday at 1:15 is registration. So if there is anyone out there that wants to come, we'll put something up online that you can have the email address for, so that you can register. But you can turn up at 1:15 at the Nuffield on Cromwell Road. And it starts very gently. So we will be working out your fitness levels. You'll be doing self-referral forms, and we'll understanding how comfortable you are. And it will start as a Pilates yoga style stretching. And then we sort of are able to understand your range of movement. And then we start to build intensity over those 12 weeks. So that might look like incorporating some lunges, some squats, and just slowly building some cardiovascular activity into those programs. By the end of 12 weeks, it's quite an energetic course. We could do light weights, because it's really important post-cancer to increase bone density, because a lot of cancer treatments can have an impact on that. So we encourage the use of light weights, and you get trained how to use those. We're also going to incorporate some gym sessions, so that post the course, when you go to the gym, you know what's really good for you, how to use some of the more complicated machines. There's some really amazing, they're called a TRX, that you lift over your head. I've only recently learnt this, but it's an amazing stretch. So it's quite robust, really. It will take you through the whole range of exercise. You'll be encouraged to take up swimming. And if you've not swam before, we have lessons, a discounted rate through the Nuffield. And it's just really to bring you utter joy and control and say, yes, I'm here and I deserve to be, and I'm going to fight for my healthy future. And that's what it's all about, really.
And I'm looking at the website here, Sheila, now, and I cannot believe what's under the cost. The cost says £8.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. That's £8.
Phenomenally low.
It's £8 a session. And that basically just covers the cost of the personal trainer's time to run the program, and that's it.
£8 per session. That's
£8 per session.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and of course we do have people who that is quite, you know, that will be difficult for, and so on that basis you just drop a note and we will waiver that fee, because this is about getting anyone who needs rehabilitation through. So for some people who feel that that's a lot over the course of the 12 weeks, then we are very happy to provide a free place. And actually what's been absolutely beautiful is that two of the ladies who did the last course were incredibly moved by it, and they said it's been transformational for them, and they have offered free places. So if somebody wants a place, they will fund it for them because it was so beneficial to them. They want others to have it. And I'll just give you one of the quotes that came off the course. This course has been fabulous. Everything about it has really helped me. It's improved my mood. I've got more energy. It's improved my fitness and especially my mental health. Thank you so very much. Oh. And it's, you know, it's heartwarming. And I think for the girls who run this program for me, they work in a very challenging environment running a gym. They work damn hard all day and they have to find time over and above their 40, 50 hours to, you know, help me work out this course content. And sometimes they look, you know, mentally exhausted, but they're so excited about this because they can see that they are able to help others. And so it's wonderful.
Well, you've just said as well that you've just had some data back and 55%. Better anxiety and less anxiety, 55%. Yeah. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And I think the other thing I was going to say was that it's really nice to see people want to come back and give support to other women or other men, whatever. But at the moment, it's a women's course. But the whole idea that this could be piloted out to the UK is phenomenal, actually. Yeah. And I think it's incredible. So what do you think? So this is a 12-week course. Will you be helping on this course or will you be...
Yeah, I'm taking because we want to roll it out and I want it to be able to operate without me attending every week. I'm deliberately taking a step back on this one. So I will come and do the introduction as a way of, I suppose, saying I have been you. I have been through this journey and it is tough beyond belief. And I'm not saying it's easy to reignite your need to exercise when you're in recovery. But I'm just, you know, doing that introduction about what we hope to gain out of the course as somebody with lived experience. I will then come again halfway through to find, you know, out the feedback in week six, how people, everyone feels it's going, if there's something they'd like more of or less of. And then at the end to celebrate everyone's success.
Oh, it's great. It really is. And the thing about the courses, as you say, it's 12 weeks and you can go at your own pace. It's a lovely weekly nutritional talks as well and the easy recipes. And you can take what you want from the course, can't you? That's the thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's so geared to you, the individual.
Yeah, and we had ladies on the last programme, some of whom were sort of up there as... you know, quite good athletes, and they would be up in, you know, some of the most fittest people in the UK. We had some at that level, and we had people who were in retirement who hadn't exercised for many, many years, and we were able to find that balance. So there's a range of, you know, movements and exercise levels of intensity, if you like, so that you can work at the pace that is right for you.
So let's just make sure we get this right. So to enrol, you email sheila@bosombuddies.co.uk. So Bosom Buddies is with a hyphen between bosom and buddies, and it's co.uk to request a referral form. Or, as you just said, you can turn up and offer yourself as well.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. If you can just drop us a line so we know when we get to the place of full, because obviously we have to control numbers a little bit so that we get everyone's individual care right. But yes, the best way would be to drop an email to bosom-buddies. It's a tongue teaser. Yes. You say it for me, Susie.
Sheila@bosombuddies-buddies. Now, buddies is spelled B-U-D-D-I-E-S. And bosom is B-O-S-O-M. Let's not worry about that. And it's .co.uk. So Sheila@bosombuddies.co.uk. And it's £8 per session. It starts on the 9th of September, Monday at 1:15 till 3 p.m. And it's at the fantastic Nuffield Health Centre. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I just say very quickly at the end that the mindfulness element, actually, when you were referring earlier to the decrease in depression and things, I think that the mindfulness has been a key element of that. And I did get myself into a little bit of trouble that I haven't actually acknowledged our provider of mindfulness previously, and that was Be Mindful. So they are a company that are affiliated with the NHS, and the important thing about that is the efficacy, because those figures were based on the surveys that they did at the start and end of the mindfulness online course. And they actually reported back to me at the end of the program, when they had all the results in and we had a chat about it, that it is the best data that they have had from a combined cohort yet. So they were absolutely thrilled with that. And really, oft about the fact that I hadn't mentioned them in any of my advertising and in any of the media releases that I'd done to say that they'd been a key part of the course. So I'm sort of begging for forgiveness on that. And they were very kind last time. They offered 12 free places. They're not quite so keen to give me free places because of my, you know, lack of saluting them. So it was a fantastic course. And if they could give me free places, I would be delighted. And I totally understand if not.
And I'm really, really chuffed to see that women on the course are actually providing some funds for the next women on the course too. That's really...
It's amazing. Yeah,
that is incredible, actually. That is quite significant, actually.
It really
they know
is.
How important it is and they want to offer it. That's Sheila, it's been fantastic having you here today.
Thank you.
You work so hard and you deliver so many wonderful things. Thank you very much for coming
in today. Thank you, Susie. It's been a pleasure.
It's now time for the travel. Hold on there.